today I'm at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, and I release divine favor. My God can change rules, regulations, policies, and procedures to me. You are listening to Souls of Light Ministry. This is just a quick thing that was on my brain today, and I decided, well, I need to get it out. And it has to do with women and dysfunction. Now, I don't understand why women find themselves in situations that are not working. And everybody on the outside can clearly see that this thing ain't working. But the women holding on to men that they shouldn't be holding on to situations that they should have left a long time ago, holding on to situations that have expired ever since. You do wipe it and then things gone. But these people still holding on. Situation ain't fine. You had a man for 23, 24 years. Now this is foolishness, but it is what it is. You ain't married to the man. You dealing with a man for 24, 23 years. All during that time, you had another man and he had multiple women. But the two of them are still together. You embarrassing, you cussing out in the room, you tell all sorts of things to everybody to hear, but he's still behind you. You decide you don't want him no more. You don't want him no more. You ain't want nothing to do with him. But yet still you ain't change your laws. You ain't tell the man he got to go. Because you know why? He's a farmhand to you. He's doing things that you don't need to do. So he can come and look after your animals and he can be there for you and but you don't want him. At the end of the day, you want a husband because you're looking for a husband. But this is the thing, if you're looking for a husband, you can't get rid of this man for you. Because he's not going to marry you. If I was 24 years, he ain't going to ring for me. Because when it's toxic, you already feel that he can marry you. He's not going to do it, sweetheart. So you need to step off. And this is for all women who find themselves in this situation. It is time to cut the men, to kick the men to the curb, and cut that umbilical cord. You all are living in toxicity. You all are toxic. And you all are mentally and emotionally damaged. And we all got generational curses, generational hurts that you all don't know what to have and you can't deal with them. I want to hold another foolishness. Let the man go. Let him go. Cut him loose. Change your locks. Don't even tell him nothing. Change your locks. The legal and multi-business store. I do not understand why women believe. Know who you are in Christ. You see, that's the problem. A lot of men don't know God. And that's the problem. A lot of men do not know Jesus Christ. They do not know the Savior. They do not know who they belong to. They don't have a clue. So they're operating in the dark and they're just doing foolishness over. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again and looking for this and getting the same result, that's madness. That is madness. I want women who listen to the sound of my voice today, and men too. If you want to find yourself in these situations with these toxic behaviors, leave. When they can never marry the women, when they ain't getting the children for them, so what are you trying to ask? What are they wanting out for? Because either keep the house clean or because she maybe look a certain way. I sometimes wonder how men pick women. How a man does pick a woman? He's look at you first. But if you look at you first, sweetheart, and you realize that way, though, then someone can't do it, though. It's a lot of your business. They're not around with saying, you know what? Let me just be friends. Let me just kick it for a bit. Let me just be friends. You know what I'm saying? The attachment's just friends. But too much women and men in finding themselves in toxic situations and just holding off of their life. Why, for the life of me, I cannot understand. When I'm picking up a lot of soul, tell you so. You understand that you, whoever she having sex with, you having sex with, and whoever he having sex with, you having sex with as the woman, when I'm picking up a lot of soul ties, and then when the money acting funny, I want to be behaving funny, and nobody don't know why. Because when I'm picking up all these, when I'm having sex outside of the foolish relationship I'm going to find myself in, that when I can't seem to break free from. And when I'm picking up all these evil spirits and personalities from these other men and women that want to deal with on the side, on the down low. And you know when nobody's going to be honest in this situation? I can bet you know I can find five women and five men that know that they're doing foolishness. I ask them a question and they can say no. All of mother and son or others and try to justify the foolishness. But Miss Niwadaya, miss me with that. It is high time that women and men stop finding themselves in toxic relationships. If a woman walk up telling 900 people she don't want you, you would have got here that by now though. So why you still there? Because you're stupid? Huh? They got some men that see the smart, but the dumbest with the dumb. They ain't not smart with the actions. Patterns don't like, and actions don't like, and these people like they're too blind to realize what going on. They're like the stupid. I have met, listen to me, right? I have met some people in my life, my goodness. I have met some people in my life who, in my opinion, don't let me polish it up, they're stupid. They think they got all the brains in the world and they're dumb. They think they're tricking other people, but then they realize that they're not tricking nobody other than themselves. God, stop doing this foolishness. If you know you don't want a commitment, a marriage, or a way of business, you take some 24 years in your relationship with somebody and when they're married, God, kidding. No, though. We ain't playing that. 24 years? No, we ain't doing that. Because if you get married, you at year 5, honey, he ain't get married, you at year 24. Baby girl, he's not gonna marry you at year 24. And all we're gonna be doing in there is picking up or sore things. You gonna go married, you gonna go a temporary fix, you gonna go a plaster for a sore, and he ain't got one. And at the end of the night, we told him to join them together and mix them up and all them sore things. Y'all are two damaged souls. Y'all need to seek therapy. Really. Y'all need to recognize that y'all are toxic. That the relationship is not going to go nowhere. It is time to end it. Call it quick. Walk away. Move away. Regardless of what he's doing, find somebody to pay and let him do the same thing that he's doing. Find somebody to pay and let him do the same thing that she's doing. If you can't cook, pay somebody to cook for you. If you can cut grass, pay somebody to cut the grass for you. But stop sitting down in these foolish relationships, in these foolish situations, thinking they can get better. They are not going to get any better. They are not going to get any better. Pick up a Bible and know who you are in Christ. Know what God says about you because y'all don't know. Because when I don't know Christ, you see, my problem, when I don't know Jesus, when I think that Jesus is some pie in the sky mark thing that don't exist. So y'all are not conscious of who he is. Y'all ain't conscious of the word. So these things can happen though. These things will happen. These things will happen. This is, I said this already. I'm more sure I did a life for this already. But it is a reoccurring problem because I don't understand. Not enough people are listening to that life. I did a life for this. I think it on Facebook. But yeah, though. If a man with you for 24 years, sweetheart, and he ain't married to you at year 5, honey, he's not going to marry to you at year 24. Baby boy, if you with a woman and she hurting you and she dealing with Tom, Dick, and Harry, sweetheart, what you think happening? She can keep doing it though. All the makeup in the world, you could take a pig and put it in a palace, honey, it can still be a pig. Let me keep it 100. You can take a pig and put it in a palace, sweetheart, it will still be a pig. It can still be a pig. So if you accept disrespect all your life thinking that it's cool and wearing it like a shirt because you don't know no better, honey, I feel for you. I will sympathetic to your cause. You are a broken man. You are a broken woman. And the two or you all, whoever you all are, whoever I am speaking to today, you all need to separate. Separate. It ain't hard to do. So listen to me, right? I have been in this situation for far too long. I am not getting what I need from it. So I am going to call this a day. And you know what? Don't let me know, nice. Change your locks. Make sure that when you do that, you got a set of locks to change. Change your locks for your house. And block you out your phone. No contact. It's a night problem. We want done, but then we want keep in contact. No, though. We want done, but we want keep in contact. For what? For what? If we can hack it when we were together, if the relationship full of problems and nobody is seeking therapy, we'll be standing together for to create more problems. But people gotta learn no contact. No contact. Done it. Change your locks. Say, you know what? I am feeling this no more. It ain't matter what's going on. Like, there are certain things I need in my life, and you can't produce, you can't provide them. And I don't want you to provide them, because we can just be living in a whirlwind of foolishness all the time. But it's time for us to cut our losses and move on. Simple. Ain't nothing hurt. It ain't nothing hard. So whoever this message is for today, I am hoping that you will hear me and hear me good. And you will understand that it is time to move on. That you will understand it is time to start accepting sub-zero, subpar behavior. It is time to stop it. Understand that as women, we carry things in our womb. And when we in a relationship, and if we live in a house with a man or a woman, and we and the man or the woman stepping out and having multiple partners, they're coming back to we though. They're coming back into the home and bringing all or whatever to pick up off of these other people into us. We gotta stop this foolishness. Assaulting is a serious thing. And most people don't understand soul ties. Probably most people don't even know the term soul tie. So for some people that are hearing me, I might be talking Dutch. But yeah, there are soul ties. There are soul ties. When you having sex with multiple men, and then you come back home and have sex with the man that in the house, you transfer everything off of that man on you. Vice versa. When you having women sex with all different women, and you come back into the house, you're transferring everything out of their women into the woman at home. Toxicity. It is not healthy. So please, I'm begging y'all. I really would like to see y'all win. I want to see women win. I want to see happy marriages and happy homes and happy children. But I can't see them if y'all don't know who y'all are. If y'all don't stop settling for foolishness, nothing will change. Nothing will not change. Nothing would have changed. Nothing ain't gonna change. So yeah, that's been my rant for today. I had to come and do that. Regular Bible study coming back soon. I just need to deal with a couple of things. But I just had to come and put out this rant today, because it is stupid. Like I said, I would have done another rant similar to this alive, and I think it is on Facebook. But yeah, stop the toxicity, stop it, cut the ties and move on. You can't be happy. I mean, you got some women that you're seeing in these situations, and when you see them, the face always bending, the face always bored up. Lord Jesus, the face bending up. Because they're not happy, but they don't want to get rid of the thing. They don't want to get rid of the action that is happening. They don't. So for instance, if a man got a woman and she, maybe say she's cooked free good or whatever, he ain't want to be eating fast food, but he can't cook for himself. He ain't want to be eating fast food, so he can hold on to this woman because she cooking good food. Same thing with a woman, she can hold up to this man because he could sweep the house good, because she really ain't about that. Come on, though. Really? For true? Man, no, man. No. No. It's time to sever all these ties, all these ungodly soul ties, and these unbiblical cords that ain't serving nobody. It's time to end. Let me repeat myself. If he didn't marry you at year 12, honey, and you at 24 years now, he ain't gonna marry you, though. Then a marriage coming out of that.
He probably just holding out because maybe he put some money in the house you live in, and he just want, he want to make sure that he can get it back when he dropped in. That's all. That's all, you know. He probably making sure that he you know, he helped you get this here, so you know what, you can hold on here. I hope that you pass up before me so he can get back. That's all it is. That's all it means. You telling yourself, I don't know what he gonna get from me, but you ain't telling the man get from you, you know. You telling everybody else, you don't know what he gonna get from you. You telling everybody else, you don't want the man. But yet still, the man coming at you day in and day out, cleaning your house, doing everything for you. Yeah, it's not you, you encouraging the man at you. So only one breath, you don't want the man. You're telling everybody you don't want it. And deep down in you, so you may not want the man. But because of what this man provided, you holding on. For true? Really? My love, miss me with that bull, yeah. Miss me with that BS. Really, miss me with it. Women and men gotta stop this foolishness. Gotta stop this folly. Stop this foolishness. It's time to walk away. It's time to sever ties from all this BS. Stop it. They got greater men out there for you as the woman and greater women out there for you as the man. Just cool yourself. Take a chill. Sit down and do deep introspection. Sit down and look in the mirror and say, wait, what have I done in the 24 years of this relationship? What have I done that I could not get the ring? Why you do that? This man won't marry me. You know what I'm saying? Are you as a man? What is someone? Why are you still with this woman? Because I ain't really getting no here. Why are you still here? A lot of people got a lot of things that happened to them from childhood that the men are aware of. And I'm just bringing them into adulthood, bringing them through life. And it normal, no? We normalize dysfunction. We normalize disrespect. Listen to me. You can't speak to me two octaves. No, you can't do that. Because you could only embarrass me once, I gone. I got time for foolishness, but I got people that get embarrassed over and over and over, oh my God, and over again, and it's like normal. We gotta stop normalizing disrespect and dysfunction and understand what love is. I do a podcast on love. Go back to it. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not suffer. Anything that you suffering, anytime that you disrespect, you know, is there no love in that all? There is no love. It is a bunch of toxic behavior. It is toxic. T-O-X-I-C. Toxic. Stop it. Stop it. Stop normalizing dysfunction. Stop it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right. So that's my rant for today. Normal programming will resume soon, shortly. Have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your morning, evening, or night, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to me from. I love and appreciate you so much. Until next time, Shalom.